Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Steve Dash, and here's what's happening. Authorities in New Jersey have launched a criminal investigation into a house fire that killed two people in Washington Township early Sunday morning. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the update.
This fire was reported just after 2 a.m. Sunday morning. The Gloucester County Prosecutor's Office says they believe this was not an accident, and they are investigating the cause, which an official says appears intentional. A spokesman for the Prosecutor's Office says some explosions were heard during the fire, though it's not clear at this time what exploded or why. Two bodies were pulled from the charred remains of the home near Tranquility Court. Neighbors tell NBC 10 they were shocked.
I'm just thinking about the person that lives there. I don't know him that well, but I see him every day when he walks his dog.
He's a good guy, so he always walked his dog every day. He was a great guy to talk to, so we'll say hi and have little conversations here and there. So
officials have not yet publicly identified the victims, and autopsies are being performed to determine cause and manner of death. Anyone with more information is asked to contact Washington Township Police or the Prosecutor's Office. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And up in Burlington County, officials say a man is charged with possessing and distributing child sexual abuse material and animal cruelty. KYW's Sonny Morgan has the details.
Authorities in Burlington County say 26-year-old Hunter Roy was arrested last week for possessing and distributing files that show the sexual abuse of a child. They say he was also communicating in a sexual manner with an underage boy who he also sent CSAM files to. According to the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office, the investigation began after they received information from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children concerning Roy's online activities. Investigators say they discovered Roy distributed more than 9,000 files that show the sexual exploitation or abuse of a child. Officials say Roy was also charged with animal cruelty and sexual abuse after the investigation found recordings of him engaging in sexual acts with a Rottweiler and another small dog. Roy traded that footage online for videos of other people sexually abusing dogs. Authorities say multiple electronic devices were taken from Roy's home for police to analyze and then present to a grand jury for possible indictment. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Good news, Sixers fans. Not only did Philly keep its first-round draft pick, but the team also moved up to number 3 despite having the fifth-worst record this past season. KYW's Vic Ragapathy got fan reaction.
The NBA draft lottery was a nerve-wracking affair, considering the Sixers' pick would have gone to the dominant Oklahoma City Thunder had it fallen outside the top 6 due to trade stipulations. Justin Crosby says getting the number 3 overall selection is a pick-me-up for fans after a dismal and injury-filled 24-58 finish in 2025.
Great for the city, great for the team. I was just ecstatic because terrible year, not what the expectations were.
Those expectations were for the Sixers to be a playoff team, perhaps playing right now instead of focusing on the draft. But Liam Segarian says this pick gives the front office options moving forward.
It feels good because it allows you to reset going into next year and kind of weigh your options as far as present and future.
The 76ers, of course, boast accomplished but injury-prone stars Joel Embiid and Paul George and a promising young backcourt of Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain. As for who will join them, Zach Chevalella says the Sixers need to pick carefully because the third spot is precisely where consensus on the best player available becomes hazy.
Could be looking at a situation where players draft 3, 4, 5, they end up having careers that are considered lesser than guys picked in that 9, 10, 11, 12 range.
In Center City, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A young woman from North Philly is making it her business to help nonprofits in her community thrive. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams reports.
After 27-year-old Darian Johnson graduated with a bachelor's in public health and a master's in nonprofit management, she saw a need in her community and hit the ground running by founding the Community Curator.
We work with nonprofits, grassroots leaders, and the city of Philadelphia to help support their mission delivery work. We have a range of offerings from strategic planning to fundraising.
Her organization was fully established in 2023 and already works with 153 organizations. Johnson believes organizations doing the hard work know better than anyone else what needs to be done. They just need direction and resources.
I've learned to not put the responsibility too much on the people for the problems in which, you know, they may experience, but understanding that historically, you know, certain communities have been disadvantaged.
And the Strawberry Mansion native says through her lived experiences and knowledge, she is able to meet community organizations where they are.
We don't believe in creating solutions. We believe in curating them, meaning that we go into an environment or a community, we look at what already exists, and then we organize solutions based off the people and the things that are already existing.
The organization will be holding their first retreat for board members of nonprofit groups on May 29th at the Science Center. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.